Kelly Moore is sports director of 680 CJOB in Winnipeg, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. So, were folks sleepless last night in Winnipeg? Will they be sleepless tonight, or is there a certain degree of confidence with this team, Kelly?
They're not going to be sleepless, Jeff, because they've been sleep-deprived with all of these 8:30 starts after these last three games. So they probably finally had a good night's sleep for the first time in a while. But just heard you mention the 4-0 game, and who has the momentum now? You know, because you go back to Saturday night, and after winning by 4 goals in Nashville, you would have thought the Jets would have had that momentum.
Right.
And it's been like that all series long. Just when you think a team is going to have the upper hand, the other team comes right back and answers the bell. But, I think things are a little bit different when it's a game 7. And there's not a positive history of game 7s in this city. It only happened twice with the Winnipeg Jets 1.0. And neither time was very good. In 1990, a 5-1 loss in Edmonton, and in 1992, a 5-0 loss to the Vancouver Canucks of the Pacific Coliseum. So who knows? Maybe the third time's going to be a charm tomorrow night in Nashville.
One of the things I found interesting was Paul Maurice talking about Game 7. And I love the approach he took. I've heard other people take the same approach, but the way he worded it and saying, look, in a lot of ways, there's a strange type of calmness before Game 7 because you know it's it. Either going to be going home or you're going to be getting ready for another series. I mean, there's nothing else. You've got two true outcomes in this game, and it doesn't matter how long you play. Be 3 periods, 7 periods, 10 periods. There's two true outcomes. You're either winning and staying in the playoffs or you're going to be doing something else. And I think his point was, even for a team that, you know, lacks the experience of playing in a Game 7, there is that, it's almost like a calmness. It almost really, maybe more than any other point in the series, becomes just the game. And it's weird, and I don't think unless you've competed in that, you could probably experience it, but it's understandable, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. And I think that's one thing where, you know, they've talked a lot about not varying from what their routine or their approach was throughout the entire regular season, Jeff. And all along we heard, we are just looking at tonight's game. We're just looking at tonight's game. You know, when they won however many in a row it was on home ice, you know, Blake Wheeler usually was the kingpin for this. And yeah, but you know what, guys? We're looking at tonight. So they don't have to change anything at all in their preparation for this game that's coming up, because as you just eloquently painted a very good picture of, Jeff, that's all that matters now. And I still think experience to a certain degree is good in the lead up on how to handle yourself going into the game. But once the game starts, I don't think it, you know, you put your best skaters on the ice, regardless of who's experienced and who's not. I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
So who has to come up big for the Jets? I mean, obviously Connor Hellebuyck and Pekka Rinne. I think best goaltender wins this series, wins Game 7. Generally, that's the way it works out. There's nothing earth-shattering there. But who other than that are you looking for from the Winnipeg Jets to have a big game? Who perhaps didn't have the game you thought they might have in Game 6?
Yeah, I think Dustin Byfuglien has to be as dominant as he was earlier in the series, and it's not. You know, everybody says, well, you know, why don't they just do what they did against the Minnesota Wild? Well, the Minnesota Wild were missing two very key pieces as that series went on. So, and the Nashville Predators were the number one team. So, but I thought Dustin Byfuglien was very prevalent, especially in the games in Nashville. So I think how he plays, Jeff, will be the emotional trigger for the Winnipeg Jets. If Byfuglien is able to lay out a big hit, manufacture a legitimate scoring opportunity, do something early in that game, then I think that is going to have a very positive impact on the rest of the hockey club. And from the Nashville Predators' perspective, I think the same onus is on Roman Josi.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we've seen, you know, spectacular performances from Philip Forsberg, Victor Arvidsson, has scored some critical goals, but I really think it falls on the shoulders of Josi, maybe not from a physical sense, but certainly from an impactful sense, to do for his team what we just suggested Dustin Byfuglien has to do for the Jets.
Kelly, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much, as always. Should be a lot of fun. Game sevens are always fun, but I think this one will be special, and I think there'll be about 37 or 36 million Winnipeg Jets fans out there. Game seven. Should be really cool.
It might be the only viewing party that has sold out, where they sell out all 15,321 seats in the rink to watch a game in Nashville.
Yeah, exactly. Take care, Kelly.
You bet, Jeff.